Coversals kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Huge night of EFL Cup action. It's Southampton against Liverpool, doubleheader in the semi-finals of the competition. And let's face it, Manchester United have already got more than one foot. They've got the other leg, bar the foot, in the final already, haven't they? Manchester United, so. Liverpool could be a final as long as the Reds do their business properly. Let's welcome, of course, top writer Chris Williams to the conversation as well. Morning to you, Chris.
Steve, good morning. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Chris.
Right, how are we feeling about the game and the tie? Is it, in your head, is this one that Liverpool should be getting through, Chris?
Over two legs, yes. I mean, I think we've seen in the past that over two legs, Liverpool are quite strong in, you know, a few competitions, and that goes back through, you know, the length of history. But on this particular occasion, yeah, I would expect Liverpool to go through over two legs, especially after the result down at St Mary's last year.
It happens so quickly, this competition, doesn't it? Quite. Yeah, I mean, we're in January. It's the semi-finals.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit of a funny one for an Evertonian, but yes, it does. It comes up quick, and it happens fast. And all of a sudden, when you're in the semi-final, it all of a sudden becomes an interesting event. It does become something that captures the imagination.
But it also offers a bit of momentum, I think. And I don't just want to harp on about 2001 particularly, but if you went back to that year, and obviously the Gary Mack derby and winning the Worthington Cup as it was then, it sort of harnessed a bit of momentum for the last few months of the season. I wonder what it could do to Liverpool. Should they be able to sort of win the competition this time round? What do you reckon?
Is this for...
Yeah, well, either... Yeah,
well, I think Klopp is a manager of great standing with a great history who needs desperately to try to get some silverware for Liverpool. I think we looked in the past, Mourinho did it at Chelsea. The first thing he wanted to do was win something. And I think he will be going all guns blazing to win something. And I think this presents the most realistic opportunity, because they're well in a couple of other competitions. But this certainly now is within touching distance. Mm. It's three games away from potentially lifting a trophy.
Almost, Chris, a little bit of a watershed if he could get some silverware.
I think a lot of people unfairly write this competition off. For me, if you win it, you've already qualified for Europe, albeit you're only in the Europa League, but the pressure's straight off there. So you can then start to concentrate, you know, with a little bit of pressure off, that if you do want to go for the title or you do want to try and secure Champions League football, you've already got that cushion behind you that, you know, you could, you're going to play in Europe straight away later on in the season. So, I think it's a good competition, and it would certainly be one to win. And I think you're right, Jurgen Klopp does need a trophy, and there's no better trophy than this. It's one of the shortest ones to get through games-wise.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think in terms of it, a sort of a different slant on it, instead of it being the pressure off, and I do disregard this competition on a personal level. I don't love it, especially being an Everton fan.
Go away. If you were in the semi-finals, so anyway, you wouldn't be talking
of course,
like this.
But so what I was going to say was, instead of it taking the pressure off, it gives you a taste of success. It proves as a team you can get over the line. It proves that you are a team that can win things, can win something, and albeit it's the lesser of all the trophies available at the start of the season. I don't think anyone would argue with that. It's a great catalyst to go on. And I think you mentioned...
2001.
Sort of begrudgingly, I'm going to bring it up again. And Liverpool will remember 2001, where this was the first time that, you know, it's something you can draw on, history and experience, that when you've been in that position to win something, it'll be a big final, no doubt, if it goes the way we think, which will be Man United Liverpool. It'll be a great occasion. And if Liverpool come through that, I think you'll see a stronger, mentally stronger team and a mentally stronger manager.
It's almost obvious, isn't it? Winning things is sort of a catalyst. The experience of winning things helps you do it.
A habit.
Do it more.
Yeah. Yeah. You get used to it, you get a taste for it. And I think it gives you... And then I think that's where Chris mentions the pressure is off a little bit. You know, should they make it to another final? Should they make it to the last few games? There's that thing. Well, look, hey, we've won something. You know, it's been a successful season no matter what. Take that pressure off. Go out and play the game that we're getting ready for, whatever that may be.
And yet we say this, and actually if you look back to 2012, Chris, maybe there's a different sort of mentality about what happened when Liverpool won it then.
Yeah, I mean, that was a poor season, and that was, although we got through to the FA Cup final as well as winning the League Cup, you know, it was regarded as a bit of a poor season league-wise. Didn't flatter to deceive, especially at home that season. So, you know, this would definitely be a kickstart for it, and it's something I think they should approach with a full-strength side. Although, you know, you've got a big game at the weekend, but this is a big game, semi-final of a cup competition. So I would hope that we would possibly go as strong as we can tonight.
What's your thoughts on Daniel Sturridge? Because there's an awful lot of focus on him today. I've got a chart here in the Daily Telegraph looking at what it calls diminishing returns. Striker loses impact. Season 2012-13, shot conversion 16.93%. 2016-2017, shot conversion 7.41%. And essentially, it all boils down to the fact that he's not playing enough games. But is his future at Liverpool beyond the season?
I would hope so, because you know his natural finishing instinct is fantastic. You only have to look at the goals that he comes on. His impact's massive, even though he only came on late in the FA Cup match the other day, but his impact was very good. His impact's been great when he's come on also through the fixtures throughout this season. I think he's a world-class top talent for me, and you know, Liverpool should be trying to keep hold of their best talents. And he's had a bad run of injuries lately, but if you hark back to that time and when people look at that stats, that season after Suarez left, you know, and Sturridge was injured, there was almost 60, 70 goals went out of that side. Then there was, you know, reformation of staff in the background, reformation of midfield players. He's having to get used to play in a different style. I've got a lot of time for Daniel Sturridge. I think he's a natural finisher, and when fit, he's automatic first choice for me.
Would you take Daniel Sturridge at Everton?
Absolutely. I think you are going to have this problem with how strong his body is. Is it up to the rigours on a consistent basis? Mm. However, you know, the impact alone would mean, I mean, the talk of, or the rumours or whatever you want to call them, that he may be sold at some time or other for a team that wants to fight on all fronts, so to speak. He is an ideal. If you're going to bring him on and have him for 35 minutes, if you can afford to have players on there like a Mane, like an Origi, who may be able to take the rigours, or somebody else, and then this guy comes in and plays cameos, that's what squads are all about. He's an ideal squad player. And if you can get him on a consistent run of games, he'd be even more effective.
Ideal squad player, and yet he wouldn't want to be known as that,
would
he?
Well, no, but this is how you're looking at him, and you think he'd come on, for example, in the Derby match, and a little bit of elusive play. Not that, you know, when whatever it was that he did, it led to the goal. So, you know, little things like that, they mount up, and those statistics can read into things when you don't play. But this is a guy who is effective when he does play.
I like him. I think he's great. I think he's top class. But I think the problem will be is he won't want to be known as an ideal squad player. He'll think he should be a first 11 starter. Mm. And actually, in Liverpool's best 11, he probably isn't. And that will be the problem longer term, I think, for Daniel Sturridge. How's it going to work out over two legs, this, Chris?
I'll go for a slight win tonight and then a convincing win at Anfield.
I love it. Super confidence and tickets for a final. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but tickets for a Man United Liverpool final with Klopp Mourinho.
Yeah.
Wow-wee.
Yeah.
That's the danger, Steve, that is people will start to read into that final before this game's even played. Yeah. Hopefully the players won't do that because it's a very dangerous situation.
Yeah. The only kind
but we can do that. Come on. You've got to have a little bit of a mouthwaterer.
I'm not trying to tempt fate, as obviously I would never do that. But the only kind of thing that would get in the way was if tonight they completely collapsed and Southampton were to win kind of 3-0.
Oh, go away. Just a quick one from Chris. What do you think? I think Morgan Schneiderlin's a brilliant signing for Everton. I think he's a top player. What's your thoughts on him, Chris?
Yeah, I think he'll get the game time he needs. If he can stay injury free, he's a real prospect. And you know, Everton are buying some players this transfer window. We're starting to become a bit of a force again, I would think.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.